Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we've got Rick Smith with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rick is a member of our Brain Trust. He is the co-author of the best-selling book, The Five Patterns of Extraordinary Careers. His new book, which he wrote all by himself, called The Leap, How Three Simple Changes Can Propel Your Career From Good to Great. He's an expert in helping people put their professional best foot forward, and he's our friend, Rick Smith. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, it's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Rick, you've been out there talking to folks and traveling around and meeting people who are trying to get their careers back on track or maybe give it a new shot of energy. What are people telling you? What's the state of mind of the folks out there in the marketplace?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. I just spoke, keynoted at a conference last week, and I would say two things. I would say, you know, almost everywhere I go at this point, there are clear signs that things are picking up. From a business perspective, people are becoming more optimistic. The orders are up, transactions are up. People feel like they're on a little bit firmer footing. So I would say, in general, that's a very, very positive sign.
How much, Rick, of that is based on real evidence, and how much of it is what I'm going to call emotional pent-up demand? What do you think?
Yeah, I would say that what I'm referring to is probably much more of the real evidence.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
You know, it's actually the opposite of what you would think. I think, you know, people are pretty shell-shocked over what they've been through in the last 3 years. And so they almost are hesitant to believe on a macro level things are getting better.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's just this overall caution. And yet on an individual basis, they're all like, you know, it's interesting. Our business seems to be picking up or firming up or whatever. But, you know, I'm not ready to call that on the whole economy. But
right.
You know, as I talk to more and more and more businesses, it's sort of you get this feeling like, wow, it seems like on a micro level, everybody's business does seem to be, you know, firming up. Other than the, you know, commercial real estate, the real estate market, you know, that it's going to take a couple years for that to bleed out. But I think everywhere else, activity seems to be definitely getting better.
Now, isn't there something that I've never heard anybody use that term before, but I said a minute ago, emotional pent-up demand. Isn't that a real human thing especially on an entrepreneurial level, where you just can't keep our attitude down that long? Even if we don't see great things in front of us, we just want to be excited about something so badly that we make it happen. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that is definitely a factor. I think what I run into, you know, so speaking with groups and companies over the last, you know, 2 years, what I would say is there's also, you know, this pent-up sort of fear or caution related to everything that's happened. So I think while people really want to be optimistic,
yeah,
they're cautious about the numbers, but in their own situations, there's a higher level of fear out there,
right,
than I've seen. People are very wary of doing anything.
Are you able to separate that attitude from between business owners and employees? Because I still am aware of a lot of fear at the employee level, maybe more so than at the owner at the C level. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm in the process of trying to launch another company, And I am, you know, extremely optimistic. I think I've written about this before, but I think coming out of a recession, which is when I launched my first company, World 50,
mm-hmm,
it's the best time to embark, where people are starting to get their budgets back.
Right.
But they've also been through a lot of frustration, and they're looking to do things different. So it gives you that window as a small company to say, hey, I've got a different idea. At least give me a hearing. You know, let me hear about it. What I'm referring to before is mostly around the employees, that there is just this this caution, this fear. I've been fighting to keep my job for 3 years. You know,
I'm afraid to be creative. I'm afraid to push the envelope at all. I'm afraid to take any initiative, because if I do, I'm liable to get, maybe, you know, somebody's looking for, you know, all right, I don't know who else to fire, but the next one that messes up, they're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like I've been playing defense for so long.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years in a row, I almost forgot how to play offense and take control over a positive direction in my career.
Even though that's probably not a valid concern right now, do you think? I mean, I think people have stopped laying off. I mean, we're turning the corner on that part of it. So is this like a holdover attitude, you think?
Well, you know, let me comment on that. I do believe that. You know, there is a little bit of a new normal coming, you know, that we're going to be in. It's not going to be the war for talent like I think we've experienced.
Right.
I would not doubt if unemployment rates hovered between, 8 and 10% for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you do need to be somewhat, somewhat cautious and, realize that maybe things aren't going to be exactly the way they were. But at the same time, I think people can start saying, look, if the business is doing okay, companies are tired of laying people off, and everywhere I go, the executives are talking about growth. How do we turn growth back on?
Right.
And that just creates huge opportunities for employees.
Well, see, what concerns me about all this, Rick, is that if you're a business owner, if what you and I are talking about is true, and we believe it is because we're seeing it, employees being concerned about taking initiative, being creative, pushing the envelope, coming up with ideas, having an idea and wanting to act on it or recommend it, if that's the attitude of employees, if we're running a small business and our employees are like that, then we're not going to be able to maximize whatever opportunity there is out there. You got folks working, not operating, their brains aren't contributing to you on all cylinders. What do you think?
Well, and this is where the leadership really comes in. I think it's, within any of these individual businesses that I talk to, the discussion is, okay, how do you now set the tone that, number one, things are firming up, that you as a business owner or executive are much more optimistic than you have been in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then start driving specific activities, saying, okay, coming out of this, everyone come up with an idea and flesh it out around what we can do differently, what we can do to grow, and start getting people, just very tactically thinking through activities around, new growth and new optimism.
Right. But also, I think, maybe folks sitting down with your people, as we did back, a couple of years ago, and told them about, we talked about how to, I recommended people sit down and talk about their ability, their track record in dealing with slow economies, with recessions. Now, folks, let's sit down with our folks and say, hey, we made it. We pulled through this thing. Let's see what's out there for us. Let's take some chances. Let's take some initiative. Talk to your folks about that. Stop. Maybe you can prevent them from being so frightened. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.